about me on the streets of Ithaca. They will tell you I'm popular everywhere. I mean, I'm that new Nigeria girl who just came here and has friends in all sects and factions of this university. MBA, graduate student, undergraduate student, PhD student. Like, girl, I'm popular. Welcome to the Non-Immigrant Student Podcast. This is the podcast where if I can do it, you can do it too.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. In fact, actually, welcome back to the final episode for this season and this year on the Non-Immigrant Student Podcast. You know, I'm so glad we all made it to the end of 2023. For as many of you who are here, you know, I'm really grateful, and I think a lot of people too, I believe, are in their grateful spirit, you know, reflective mode and all that. And I was almost going to say that, you know, I would see you guys again next year, because if I didn't find the time to record this particular episode, but I was like, no, I should make time to come back here and actually be grateful for this year, you know, and also look back on what a year 2023 has been. So today I took out some time. Today is December 29, 2023. I took out some time to actually think about, instead of waiting for next year, you know, what I've been grateful for, to actually just look back and recount on my year and, you know, what made this year special for me or not, you know. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed the episode. And and yes, it was just Christmas for those who celebrate about 4 days ago. Merry Christmas in arrears if you celebrate. I hope you had a wonderful time. I think this is the first time I'm going to be spending Christmas alone. Or maybe it's just my adult life. I don't remember. But I did spend Christmas alone. And I want to say it was fun. But I might be lying or I might be biased. You know, because I did everything to make sure that I was hyped up that day. I wore a new dress. I tried to dress up in red. I was like, I tried to cook for myself. I made jollof rice and turkey for myself. And I did everything I could not to feel it. And I was on call with my family all day. But it ended up nice. You know, I had canceled like 2 trips because I was supposed to travel actually eventually. But I was like, I was tired of traveling eventually. I was, you know, there were a lot of contending bills too. It was just a lot. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be at home. And I survived it. I can't believe it. But yes, yes, yes. But I hope you've also been fine wherever you are. I would say that as the year started winding down, I started having some weird issues at work, even with my health. So of course I've been in a funk recently, but I'm still happy and I'm still grateful for life. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here. So maybe we should just jump right into it. You know, just looking back at 2023 from having goals of, you know, I started out the year saying I wanted to lose about 15 kg. You know, I started out the year also saying that I actually wanted to put out more episodes, which I did, you know, and I'm really proud of that. I also started out the year, you know, I had all these dreams I had written out, or goals, you know, to achieve certain things. But I'm looking back at some of the things I otherwise achieved, and I'm still very proud of it, you know. In January, I realized that I came back from Nigeria on January 7th. I finished my first book, David and Goliath. At least did I know that would be the only book I'll finish that year. Then the Google layoffs hit January 19th, of which I survived it, praise God, you know, and it's still sad that I did lose a couple of friends, acquaintances at work to those layoffs. So, you know, it was a terrible time. I also took on some more workload at work. One of my colleagues went on maternity leave, so I had to step up to take a lot of stuff on her plate, including mine. So I really did stretch myself at work. And I think I became a much more effective program manager. So that's something I'm also proud of. Then in February, I lost a friend from university who was also a girlfriend, so a good friend of mine. So yeah, it was a weird time. I spent Valentine's Day alone and single. I think that was my first time since I was 18. So it was definitely a shift. Yeah, it was definitely a lot, but I did survive and I wrote an article detailing the experience. I think it's called On My Trip to New York from Texas. I don't know, you can catch it on my Medium. I also started therapy in February, and I tried out Hinge, and I think I mentioned it on this podcast to all of you. So, you guys, if you remember that. Then come March, I went on my first Hinge date and my last, sadly. And then I had the Black Google orientation in Atlanta. It was my first time traveling to Black Mecca, so that was fun. I also traveled to Orlando for a friend's wedding. And my mom visited me in New York City in March. So I was so happy when she came because she was definitely a sight for sore eyes. And then April came along. I turned 27. I think my friend sponsored my trip to a spa that week. Shout out to you, Maureen. I also started acting classes in April. I don't know if I mentioned it here, but I think I did. And then I started going to church again in person. So I had started the year strong spiritual, actually, but I was still doing a lot of the online church. But then I started going again in person. I remember being in church on Easter Sunday, and I was really, really, really grateful to be in church. And I'm still grateful to God that I ended my last Sunday also in church. It's such a big win for me. You might not understand, but I am happy. Then in May, the graduation season began. I traveled to Ithaca, New York for the first graduation. Summer also began. I had a lot of brunch dates. And if I go through my Instagram, I'm like, you had a good summer, you know. Then in June, I ended therapy, mostly because I was going to start traveling. I couldn't keep up. And also because I think it had served its purpose, as at the time when I ended it, I felt like I was better emotionally. I had communicated everything I needed to communicate. You know, we're working on it. There's an episode that's going to be released as a bonus episode for this season, actually, where I and my friend, I was a guest on a friend's podcast, and I actually share my experiences of what therapy really was like for me. So I hope you check it out. And then in June too, I also traveled to Ottawa and Toronto in Canada for my friend's graduation, also to see a couple of family friends as well. So it was maximum fun. You know, every time I think about my summer, I really did have fun. It was a time. And then in July, I went for Burna Boy's concert. You know, I still want to make it real about it, but some of those videos, I was like, I'm not sure I'm so proud. Because I was really like shouting. I was so happy. And you know, although it was a wild, wild time, like not for me anyway. I just remember being there, like, I'm not sure I ever want to go for a concert again. It was just a lot for me. And it was a first time experience also. You know, being out that late and all that. But I mean, I have been out late before, but that, you know, okay, let me not talk too much, but it was definitely an experience. But I did have fun because I went to some of my closest friends, so it was fun to just go and sing. It's plenty to sing last and to actually see Burna Boy, so that was fun. I also traveled for my friend's bridal shower. I couldn't make her wedding that's in August that year, so we had a bridal shower for her in July in DC. So that was nice. And then so my medical issues started with my eyes. I had been diagnosed with something for the eyes, and I was like, but nothing serious anyway, but I was just like, I think I wasn't used to the idea of wearing glasses. And then when I went to go get checked, they told me, oh, you actually should be wearing your glasses, you know, not just when you use the screen, because that was what I thought it was for. But eventually there were all these like other allergies and pain, and I just remember July me trying to sort out my eyes and not seeing clearly, which was annoying, but anyway. we got better. And then in August, I had a speaking engagement at Cornell. A lot of you here know about it. I've talked about it a lot, you know, and how I feel first class. So I'm really grateful for that time. I also traveled to Minneapolis to see one of my mentors and like big auntie friends, you know, and it was a special moment. I moved into a new apartment and started living by myself. Yeah, that was a very big adjustment, you know. I was really scared of doing it at first, but I survived it. I've been living alone now for about 4 or 5 months, you know, and it's not as bad as I thought, you know. I've learned to sit with myself, my thoughts, my feelings, sit in the quiet, you know, and just be. And I hope it doesn't make me recluse eventually, but, you know, I've been happy about the experience. And in August, I actually had my first real conflict at work. It was an interpersonal conflict with, but it's weird. It's still weird. It was weird and it is still weird. That's what I was trying to say. But I guess it's just also part of being an adult and trying to handle these things, because usually I rarely have issues with people, you know, because of how I choose to live my life, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But so eventually running into a wall with someone, it definitely shook me, of course. So, but hopefully that gets sorted out. Then in September, I also had to go see the gynecologist a couple of times. You know, it was just like, I'm not used to having things disrupt my life like that for too long, you know. But this year also showed me that it's also part of being an adult, part of figuring these things out. You know, back in the day, if I had a hospital issue, you know, my dad would take me or my mom, I would be driven to the hospital, you know, people would check me. I won't even be the one to like figure out all these appointments. But now I had to do all these things. I had to fight with, like, not literally, but, you know, I remember a time I had to wait for a doctor for 2 hours because they had told me that she didn't have time to see me. I was like, oh, really? Okay, you don't know me, because I'm going to be here. I'm going to wait for you. And she really did keep me waiting. In fact, I think she really thought that I would go, but I don't think she has met a girl named Perseverance. So I sat down there and I was like, I'm going to wait for her, because you know how the system here, they're like, oh, you should go and come back. And for every visit, you have to pay about $300, at least for the hospital I'm seeing here in New York. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Because I'm not just going to see you for you to attend to me and then wait for the results, then for me to see you again to describe the results. No, you're going to talk to me during the same visit, you know. So I insisted and I'm happy I did. Even though I had to like take more time out of the office, but I was just pissed. But anyway, that story for another day. So I had to sort that out by myself. And then I traveled for Woman Evolved 2023. And I also talked about here where I discovered that my name Esther, my middle name Esther, might mean so much more. It was a beautiful time. Then of course I stopped in Houston, Texas to also see a couple of friends. And then come October, the year of our Lord, I traveled to Mexico. Finally, I finally became one of these girlies that have been to Mexico. I'm so excited about that. I went for my aunt and uncle wedding anniversary, vow renewal. I'm not sure now, but that's what it was. My mom visited again, and then I had another work trip in Seattle, which was fun. I got to meet everyone on my team on the program management side, so that was fun. Then in November, I would say November and December were very chill months. You know, I did make a promise to myself that my last trip was going to be my trip back from Seattle. At least my last trip in the air, and it was. I almost did travel to Canada like last week, but I had to cancel the trip. And then I did still travel for Thanksgiving to South Jersey, Philadelphia, and anyway, that was fun too. But this month, sadly, I couldn't travel even for the places I made plans to. I had to cancel last minute. I think my body was really just tired. It had been a long year. I mean, I think I'm done recounting now. I would say the theme of this year was like travel, enjoyment, community, survival, you know. So I did have a very full life. I would say my year was mostly characterized by people and, trips maybe. So I had a lot of more, I got to interact with a lot of people more than, you know, just being by myself. So I guess that's what made my year really occupied and busy and all of that. For 2024, I'm looking to kind of slow down, I think. Hopefully take my first trip I'm sure of taking is in May. Yeah, hopefully that would also buy me back some time and some money. Because this year I started traveling in March or even February. But yeah, that's it. For December, nothing too crazy happened. Although I did see a lot of my old friends. They came around to New York City to visit. So that made me happy, definitely. And then also I attended Reboot Camp, which is a camp meeting for the church I follow online. And I'm happy that I was able to take time off work to attend and follow live as well. So that was, I would call that a life-changing moment for me as well. So, I think I'm really happy with how the year has come to an end. I'm really grateful to God for life, for preservation. I say this all the time, and I think I say this all the time on my Instagram. I'm grateful for preservation of my mind, my soul, my spirit, my body. Because it takes a lot for all these things to be working at the same capacity. It takes a lot for you know, to be in a good space mentally, emotionally, and even physically, health-wise, so that you can function as a normal human being. So I'm really grateful that, you know, for the most part, God has taken care of me in all of that. I was going to unpack what it meant to actually spend Vows Day alone, you know. And I also wrote it down a bit, because at first I was avoiding the conversation with myself. But, you know, I'm actually happy that I survived being single for a year, because I have now been a single Pringle for about a year now for the first time, you know. And I truly maximized it. I would say I maximized my free time. I lived, I loved, I laughed, I danced, I smiled, I guess. I made most of it, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it is next. It was my first time, and I was always scared of, oh my God, being too alone or being too lonely, you know. And I think it's not even just with being single, because even people who are in relationships to myself, especially if you're in a long-distance relationship, I think it was just where this was the first time where I really got to actually make money, spend it, and just exercise my individualism, you know, with no influence from any external or third parties. So I guess that's why I did so much to make sure that I did everything I wanted to do in 2023. And that was really fun for me. I'm so proud of myself. If you know me, the people who I've shared my acting class story with, it was one of the weirdest things and most courageous things I've ever done. Because it was such a weird class. They would make us do some weird stuff. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. But it was, I guess it did achieve the purpose, you know. I also did actually enjoy living alone. I think I mentioned that. And another thing too, I'm proud of, you know, I think I grew closer to my sisters. I hope they can say the same. But, you know, I found that I called them a lot this year and chatted with them more often and stayed in touch, you know, as a big sister. So I'm really happy for that. I'm happy I also did stay closer to God compared to the other years I've been in this country. And then, like I said too, I plan to lose weight, but I'm also happy it didn't work, but I'm also happy I didn't gain with either. So I guess it's a win-win. It balances it out, and we go again next year. And for more context on this, I think I also cover it in the bonus episode for this year, so please also watch out for that. I would say I also stayed in good standing with a lot of my friends, my community. I would say I don't know if it became stronger, but it definitely felt much more solid, you know. Some of the relationships and my oldest friendships, you know, I'm still in touch with a lot of people, best friends from high school, primary school, secondary school, Cornell, like even at Google, you know. Some friendships even at work became more solidified this year, and I'm grateful that I do have a strong community I think I can lean on, because these days I feel like I'm the one a lot of people lean on. But, you know, hopefully if I do ever need them, they'll also be there. But yeah, but I'm happy that I could also show up for a lot of my friends this year. And I'm very, very proud of myself, actually, I must say. I did document every single memory I wanted to document on social media. I did put it out there. For me, when people ask me, what is the future plan of the non-American student, you know, and I think this might be the first time I'm actually publicly admitting and sharing this, I do have plans for this story to be told on a much, much more bigger scale. You know, not just my story of moving here, but your own story too. Like what it means to be a diasporan, to move countries at a young age, you know. So I meticulously try to put that together in one place for hopes that it is going to be picked up someday, you know. That's as much I can share. But so I'm really happy that this year I don't think I missed, like, every single thing I wanted to put on social media, I did put it out there. So I'm happy. I'm happy about that there were days I definitely overthought a lot of things, but for most days I still showed up, man. I'm happy about that. So yeah, guys, that's me for 2023. You know, I have all my random journals I opened this year. I had to go look through some of them, my gratitude journal, my journal even for 2024, and some of the other places where I've written down things I really want to do for Q1. So some things I think I can share. Let's see. For what I'm looking forward to doing for the first half of this year, I'm picking up back my gymming habit, hopefully. I'm able to work on that next year again. I'm also preparing for a professional privacy exam at work, so I'm hoping to take the exam next year. I'm also looking to stay off social media for a while next year. And this is, and you heard it first, so we'll see. Hopefully I'm able to keep up with that. I'm also trying to go for a promotion at work next year, and this is your own cue too. If it's something you're thinking about, definitely do it. And I'm also someone not afraid. I'm not really afraid of failure. So that's a lie. I am very afraid of failure, but I'm always willing to try. I always believe I'm afraid of never trying more than I am afraid of, you know, trying and failing. So yeah, I also have some plans written down here of things I want to achieve at work for my team. I want to read more this year. You guys, I collect books, but I never read them because I'm used to, because before I really used to read a lot of books. So I still think I'm trying to bring back that old reading self of mine. But yeah, hopefully in 2024 we can reignite that. I'm also looking to save much more money. The 6 months recommended emergency fund. I'm almost there, but I'm hoping to, you know, actually finish and save much more money next year. And then also preparing for season 4 of this content, of this podcast. And I think the theme for season 4, I don't know, am I supposed to say now or next or next year when you hear it? But I believe I received word from the Lord about what it should be. But I also sense there's going to be a lot of changes next year. And so it will be definitely something within those lines. And I'm hoping to embrace as much of that change. I'm also planning to actually produce or publish content on YouTube. Nothing really serious, I would say. I don't know. I really don't know yet, but I've just been feeling it. Nothing like, I don't know if I'm going to do sit-down vlogs or any of that stuff. I feel like there's already so much there. Like YouTube content is so proliferated that I also don't want to saturate that market. But, you know, I have to pep talk myself into saying, you have your own audience, blah, blah, blah. But we'll see. And then I hope to send my money home next year as well. You know, to be a responsible adult and daughter, pay my black taxes. Not necessarily though, but then I find that, you know, giving to parents is definitely a blessing, and I just love to do it. So yes, I also want to plan my first photo shoot for 2020 in my life that I've ever done in 2024. So I have some, and I also have some other physical changes I'm thinking of doing. So I'm just thinking, you know, at least trying to project up until March 2024 what I think I can handle and control. But I don't know much more. I can't see much more than that. You know, I think in 2020, looking to 2023, I already knew I was going to travel in October to Mexico. You know, I already knew that, oh, I wanted to do this November. There were a lot more plans that I had. I knew I was going to travel to Canada in 2023. But for 2024, I can't really say objectively or clearly how things are going to happen. So I anticipate that I'm going to have to do a lot of God trusting next year, a lot of hand holding of God, begging Him. You know, I've also been in my feelings a lot, you know, just thinking as a young adult now approaching in her late 20s now, like, you know, what next? What next? What next? And I have all these what next questions, you know, how can I just slow down and take it much more easy on myself? You know, I was watching the Light We Carry documentary yesterday by Michelle Obama. She did have a lot of good things to say about taking it easy on yourself, you know, eventually. You know, when you start out, you know, not setting impossible standards for yourself, you know, and all that. So I have to also remember consciously to slow down and all of that. So I'm looking forward to the calm that next year looks like it's going to be, to the change that also looks like it's going to be. And if it also does look like there will be chaos, or if it does present some chaos, I'm just hoping that I wade through it, you know, gracefully in all of it. So yeah, I'm definitely very much in my reflective and gratitude bag this few days at the end of this year. And I hope that, you know, for you as well, as you look back and look forward, you know, as you definitely prepare for the new year ahead, I really pray that, you know, God gives each and every one of us the wisdom and the grace to hear from Him, to actually know what steps to take, that He prepares us for whatever season of our lives might be coming up soon. You know, if you're people of faith, and even for people who are not, I hope it's a good year for you either way, looking forward. And if you did suffer any form of loss this year, any form of sadness, disappointment, I hope you feel much more relief now that the year is coming to an end.
And I know grief, they say, is not something that ends, but, you know, I hope you're able to cope with it and deal with it, you know, going forward in your life. So, yeah, I'd also like to end this episode by thanking you all for rocking with me this year. I released the Spotify Wrapped on my Instagram earlier, I think in December. I'm also curious to see my Apple Wrapped, actually, because I think more of my listeners listen through Apple Podcasts. Last time I checked the stats. But anyway, I'd like to thank you. Even on my podcast platform also sent me a look back that, you know, the top episodes were the ones I did with my friends in Mexico, the out of office episodes, my very first episode when I came back in season 3, the anniversary episode. Number 3 was the adulthood rant that I did with my Kenyan friend and sister. Fourth one was the niceties and not so niceties of working in big tech. And then the 5th most listened to episode was the adulthood rant episode with IBK Global. So that was nice. I was actually in the top 50% of all shows on Buzzsprout. I had almost 3,000 downloads this year, 24 countries, 15 episodes, 686 minutes. So thank you all. And when I look at these 24 countries, I'm like, are these Nigerians in these places or those are citizens of those countries? You know, it's still so weird to me. Uzbekistan and like some places I can't even pronounce. So, you know, shout out to all of you wherever you are. United States still had most downloads, followed by Nigeria, UK, Canada and Germany. So shout out to you guys. And to be specific, Dublin, West Sussex, New York and Frankfurt. So yeah, but Lagos is still the most popular city. So I am really, 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 I'm very, very, very grateful to each and every one of you. I also sold, I think, 7 t-shirts this year. Someone even sponsored someone else's t-shirt. So that was so nice. Shout out to you, Tommy Sin. And yes, I think this brings me to the end of this episode. I am definitely wishing you guys a beautiful new year ahead, a year of clarity, a year of purpose, a year of consistency, of discipline, of boldness, of strength, of wealth, honestly. And well, when I'm buying wealth, I mean growing riches, you know. I know wealth in your mind, in your finance, in your health, in your friendships, you know, I wish you all of that and more. And you guys, you know, I will see you when I see you. Definitely I'll be back for season 4. Definitely, very definitely. Hopefully, if Jesus tarries, I will see you guys. Or I'll just see you on Instagram, or I'll see you on YouTube, maybe. And then I also do have a bonus episode coming out after this. So hopefully that could also keep you company till I'm back. Happy, happy, happy new year in advance, guys. See you in 2024.